Hey folks, Brad here with the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and this week we were supposed to be coming to you live from Meg Hill Paintball during a Friday Night Lights event. Unfortunately, the rain had other ideas. So instead, we quickly whipped up a show for you talking about longtime sponsor PB Swagbag hitting the big ol' reset button, making some changes. First strikes are back in production and on the way, kind of. Ontario Paintball League Event 2 is kicking off this weekend. And finally, Meg Hill Paintball and the Maritime Paintball Podcast are teaming up to try and break the world record for the longest paintball game ever. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review, preferably a 5-star one, but whatever you think we deserve, on whatever app you're using to listen. It really does help a lot. Also, reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram at Maritime Paintball Podcast. Now, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 293, yes, of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. You'd think by now I'd have these numbers sorted out, but I really don't. I keep losing track. It's kind of terrifying. My name is Brad Adell, and with me I have...
the immortal Thomas Castle. Tonight, a new title, Immortal...
I like that.
His Highness.
It rolls, too. The immortal Thomas Castle. Like, it's...
I love it.
It rolls. We gotta get you a jersey made, bud.
I would look very pretty in a nice jersey.
No volume. Then Christopher's just like, there we go. Yeah. No, there's plenty of volume, buddy. So last week we said that we were going to go live from Meg Hill Paintball. Unfortunately, there's like a class 3 hurricane hitting the United States and we're getting the tail end of it. That's 100 millimeters of rain. Whoop, whoop. Luckily, I live on top of a valley. So everyone below me is going to flood and I'm probably not going to get enough water into my lawn to turn it green because it's all just going to run right down. Christopher Strucks out there in the chat. He's just working, but he's going to lurk. Chad Bob from Chad Bob's Print Shack is out there. And so is Zach Joseph from Mr. Zach Machine. Look at that. I remember that shit. Bam. We got Ira from Facebook is out there. Sorry, Ira.
Hello, Ira.
What's happening? So we were hoping to go live. We're going to try and rig something up for Sunday. See if maybe we can do something Sunday. Worst case scenario, we're going to get some good day of paintball in on Sunday. That's what's going to happen. Iris from Sniper's Paintball. Pulling that up. Let's take a look.
Sniper's Paintball.
The reason I'm looking up, it's Chilliwack, BC. Yeah, all the way to the West Coast. Way out there. How close is... Ira, let me know how close Chilliwack is to Victoria. Because my geography is terrible. I know BC is very big. So, I mean, being like just because two places are in BC, they could easily be like a full day's drive apart. So, let me know. I'm just curious because if you're close to Victoria, I'm going to yell at a buddy of mine. So we were going to try and do something... Hey, what?
I'm sorry. I'm creeping through Spike, through Snipers. Look at this place.
Dude, if you do it, man.
What a nice looking, I think I've never been to BC, but it gives me another reason to want to go.
Yeah?
They've probably got a shitload of nice fields.
You know, BC's probably got like probably the best weather for paintball too. Like it's always warm. Well, compared to New Brunswick, it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure the people of BC are just like, no, it gets chilly. And be like, you get rain. We get just stupid amounts of snow. So, yeah, we were going to try and go live from the field. Hopefully, we're going to rig something up for Sunday. If that doesn't go through, we're still going to have a good day of ball. So, instead, I had to hastily slap together a show. Luckily... there's a lot of cool stuff going on that we could talk about.
There is all sorts of good shit going on, especially this weekend.
Right. So first I want to talk about PB Swagbag because they made a big announcement that the for the month of July, if you are an active user or a new user, at least I'm fairly positive it was for the month of July, and now I'm absolutely second guessing myself, so I have to go take a look and not be professional. I'm very sorry. They're doing a giveaway. They're going to try and I was talking to the folks over at PP Swagbag. They were saying that, Yeah, this month. So July, for the month of July. So any new or existing subscribers to PB Swag Bag are going to get their name put in for a Virtue Spire 4 brand new inbox, which is a great loader. I have a Spire 2, I think. I think it's a 2. It's been a while since I've used it. And I really like the Spire. It's a really sharp looking loader. Looks really good on the KP3 because it's both they're both purple, so they match really well, really nicely. So if you are not a subscriber, you can always jump in using the code MPP10, score yourself 10% with off the first bag. So, you know, go check that out. And sorry, folks, I'm getting notifications on my computer, and I'm not supposed to be getting notifications on my computer. Let's fix that real quick. Again, super professional. Don't worry, I'm gonna win the road contest, and all it's just gonna be crazy. It's all shit's gonna go nuts, man. It's gonna go nuts. Kurt in the chat, great loader, best loader that I've ever used so far in paintball. There we go. So the Spire 4, great thing. So head on over to PB Swag Bag, sign up using the code MPP10, and get your name in the draw, because you never know, right? And I was talking to the folks over there at PB Swag Bag, and they were saying that they're gonna do a giveaway every month. And hopefully give away something big. Maybe not a marker. Maybe not a marker every time, but it might be something like a loader, maybe a mask.
A loader is a hell of a thing to give away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just going to throw that out there. That's a nice Spire looking 4, loader.
I think the Spire 4 is almost $200 brand new.
I'd have to double check
to be sure.
I still use the one that came with my A5, my Cyclone. So having fancy loader for... You know, going in and getting a sexy loot box. That's right. That's awesome. That's a sweet deal.
It really is. It really is. And then you get some really cool shit. I'm also been told the PB Swag Bag is kind of hitting the reset button. So we're going to see the contents of the bag are going to go up in value, in awesomeness. So looking forward to that. So if you've been hesitant, give it a couple of months. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So go check that out. That came up on my radar today, and I was on a phone call with them today. So it was a good time. Lots of information shared that I can't share yet. So,
but do it. He doesn't even share that information with me. I'm not as fancy as he is, so he's going to tell me next week, and I'm going to be really excited and not have a fucking clue what he's talking about. And
yeah,
he's going to start like opening boxes and going, "Look at this shit." I'm like, "I don't know what it is, but."
I don't think it'll be here next week. I think if I had to guess, it'll probably be the 23rd is when I'll open it. Because I'm being up here in Canada, it takes a little while for that shit to get to me. So it is what it is. But yeah, I'll be cracking that open.
We have a paintball Gandalf. Cliff Meyer is hanging
Cliff
around.
Cliff Meyer. Yeah, he's paintball Gandalf.
I love that. The Immortal's good, but that man's named after the Great Grey Wizard. Like, you can't...
Spire 4s are going for $335 Canadian.
Woof.
So get your name in the draw, people.
Get in Jesus, there.
Like, just think of it as the raffle that everyone's been doing. You know what I mean? But this time you win no matter what, because you get a bag of goodies. Sorry, my beard hairs are itching my nose, and I look like I'm just ripping coke like mad.
We are both all thrown off tonight. I was all excited, had all my goodies packed up and ready to go. I was all ready to go to Mag Hill, play tonight, and now I'm here, kind of sad.
Yeah.
At least I have good company. I've got all these sexy people in our chat and watching with us. I've got you to talk to. My wife was here, and then she left.
That's fine. We'll always be there for you.
I've never seen a human being's eyes gloss over so hard. I'm like, man, I finally got a response trigger from my gun. It's going to be here in a couple weeks. I got it off of a buy-sell trade on Reddit. And her eyes just went glazed over. All she heard is that I spent $60 on a new piece for my gun. I'm like, fuck.
You could hear her eyes glazing over. Yeah. It was that much. Just
asterisk glazed over in French. I could have heard her cursing at me without even hearing it.
What's up, Dwayne? What's up, Kerfoot? Tyler Kerfoot's in the chat. Dwayne King's over there waving at us. Tyler's dropping hearts. Look at that. Tyler's a sweetheart. Tyler was very patient with me last year, teaching me how to play speedball like a proper human being. And didn't yell at me.
So what you're saying is if for this weekend when they get that beautiful field up, someone's going to teach my fat ass how to play a little speedball.
Yeah, it's not going to be me because I'm going to be the one being like, be like, Kerfoot, I need help. Teach me.
No.
Teach me. yeah, so let's talk about Mag Hill. Let's get into that news. Let's talk about that because that's pretty exciting. And then we're going to talk about some stuff that's happening with First Strike. And then we're going to talk about some stuff that's going on with the OPL. And then we'll probably be at the end of the... Brad's a new man now. That's right. Tyler Kerfoot made me into a man.
I'm just picturing him standing, just looking like Dolph. I will break you. It's like, oh, shit. He's going to teach you how to play some fucking speedball is what he's going to teach you how to
do. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good. He's got like some legitimate, like, he was like, that was really good. You did really, you know, anyways, we'll get him on film, on video on Sunday, hopefully. So let's talk about Mag Hill, because that's where we're going to be playing on Sunday. So Mag Hill just put up all new netting, which looks fucking superb. Also, new air ball bunkers, new air ball field. Sorry, that's a really long way of saying that he bought new bunkers for the air ball field, which are from the Midwestern Major.
From reports, they still smell like that sweet, sweet earth.
They still smell like farmland.
They still smell like potatoes.
They still smell like the cornfield.
Yep.
Were on. So we don't know which field they were on, but I was told that they are from the Midwestern Major. So that's super cool. Get to play. I mean, yeah, you could buy a used field on Kijiji or whatever. You could go buy brand new. But this field may have been graced by the hands of a semi-pro paintballer.
You know, for a second, I was all excited. I'm like, wait, you're telling me that the Slavs might have played on that? And then you're just...
I highly doubt it.
And there we go. That's what I needed.
I have to look at the colors. Because every field had different color bunkers. So once I see the color of the bunkers, I'll be able to tell you what field they were on. But I highly doubt it. I imagine to buy the field that was used by the pros would be very expensive.
Why you gotta go breaking my heart like that?
Well, you know.
I would have been...
I gotta keep it real.
Blissful ignorance would have been fine.
I guess. I gotta keep it real, though.
You do that.
So, yeah, new airball field. Super pumped for that. And we were supposed to have... There was supposed to be an open speedball day and a mech tournament tomorrow. That's been canceled because of the goddamn hurricane. So now Sunday is just, what do you call it? Like, just like a big ass walk on. Everybody's welcome. We're going to do giveaways and prizes and all that jazz.
Yep. Kind of make up from Ted Exotic bribing God so that we would have a huge rainstorm last weekend and the Tiger King scenario got axed.
So that got rained out, which kind of sucked.
Wow. There was so much rain. You guys, though, you were all playing. I stood and watched and yelled at people from the sidelines.
But I felt good, though. I clapped an entire team. Not all at the same time, but I got them all one by one. I'm happy. That was I'm going home happy.
I watched Teddy walk off the field before the rentals.
Yeah, buddy.
I hope he
hears. I felt bad for Dustin, though, because I snuck up on Dustin. He was just like, I thought you were out because you had your hands down. I was like, Hands were down. Yeah.
Paintball 101, the hands weren't up. Come on.
Yeah. Thing is I was walking slowly because I was watching him being like, I'm going to have to dive into a bunker here any second because this little shit's going to turn on me.
Oh,
and he's so tiny that he can hide behind any bunker he wants.
Yeah.
And so I was just walking along and I was just like,
He's like a Smurf. He's three apples tall.
Yeah. And then I snapped him. So.
Yeah, I watched him just looking like... Watch the hands go good, and just off he went.
It felt good.
Shooting a child in paintball. Yeah. I hate to tell you, you're a
horrible
person.
That's not a regular child. That's not fair.
No, he's a mutant.
Yeah. That's
in the nicest way. He's a mutant.
Yeah, absolutely. He's great, but he's going to grow up to be the bane of the paintball world. He's going to be like, you merely adopted the paintball field. I was born in it. You know, like.
Yes, 100%.
Totally. He's totally going to do that. So yeah. See, Kerfoot agrees. Dustin's going to be a killer. I'm so looking forward to watching the day that Dustin claps Greenspan. That's going to happen. I don't know if you know who Greenspan is, Tom. But
I don't, but you know what I will take? Watching him clap at least two or three of the boys on the field this Sunday.
Greenspan's the lead player of Dynasty. Oh. One of the pro teams. So he's also like where Ollie Lang is like the Wayne Gretzky of hockey, like the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT, right?
Yeah.
Greenspan is like the Sidney Crosby. Like, he's good. He's damn good. He's okay. Not Gretzky, but he's good.
He's good for the modern era.
Exactly. He doesn't have the hockey hair.
I can't do the damn thing like any of those guys can. So here I am, this fat guy saying, he's not as good. It's like, if I saw him looking at me on the other side of the field, I'm like, I'm fucked. That guy's just going to wreck my shit. Like, it's over. I'm just going to leave now.
The whistle goes. I'm out. And just walk off the field. What was the comic I'd seen? It was just like, super fat dude on the couch watching supermodels, and he's just like, fucking nose is too big. Like, he's potato chips or something.
Picking like crumbs of potato chips out of his chest hair. Yeah.
Nah, her nose is too big. Like, so.
Fuck.
Back to Meg Hill. The reason why we're talking about them is because hopefully we're going to get this sorted out, finalized, and ready to rock and roll by the end of the day Sunday. But we're attempting to organize a 36-hour game, but not a 36-hour game like you see in the Milsim world where they have like a couple of hours break here and there. We're looking at doing, we want to break the world record because the world record is 24 hours and it was achieved in Richmond, Ontario. Believe it or not, we want to break that, and we want to go for broke. So we figure we're going to push it to 36 hours. What's this? Ryan Bell might get my pee-pee slap, but we just shared with about 88,000 people. But we just shared with about 88,000. Just shared. What do you mean, just shared? I don't understand. Ryan, what did you do? What did you do, Ryan? I'm not prepared for this level of fame. 88,000 people. What the hell did he share it to? Anyways, carrying
on. Well, to all those 88,000 people, welcome to the Maritime Paintball Podcast. Yeah,
there's not, oh my God, if we hit 100 one time, organically too. Facebook out of nowhere was just like, everybody must see this. And it was great.
Well, Brian Bell.
Shared your podcast to every group I know.
Is this fine young cannibal from the East Coast? Because I'm going to have to roll a fat one for him and invite him to my house. At least a barbecue.
Ryan is not East Coast. No, Ryan is,
that's okay.
Ryan is
next
central.
Time he's here, get Ryan's, your jab,
a, Ryan's
a
dirty Ontarian.
Oh, those upper Canadians. That's okay. Yeah. They're all moving here anyways. He'll be here next week.
It's true. They're all just moving this way anyways. So we're going to try and host a world's longest paintball game, continuous paintball game. We're pushing for 36 hours. I think the plan is to kick off Friday night, finish Sunday. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be hell. I can't wait. We're trying to work. And it's charity. The plan is for it to be a charity event as well. So even if we don't break the record, we want to raise a ton of money for charity. We just haven't picked the charity yet. So that's something that has to be hammered out.
I still think it should be Get Your Balls Checked.
That fits really well. We should definitely go with that.
It goes for men or women, chest balls. Those things need to be checked, and if you get clapped in the titty with a paintball, I suspect it hurts as much as it hurts me. Probably a hell of a lot worse. Those things are sensitive.
The date, as of right now, the tentative date is the Labor Day weekend is what we're aiming for. So hopefully it works out. We don't know. We're working on it. We're trying to make things happen. It's kind of short notice, but we're going to push it as fast and as hard as we can. Because luckily, because it's not, we don't need props, we don't need a story, we don't need a lot of anything. We just need to get the event. Yeah, we just need people to show up. So the idea is, and we'll do an actual whole episode on just this event once we have all the details hammered out. But the idea is that the event will be 36 hours And to participate in the event, that you will have to raise, you have to get 10 pledges. So you have to get somebody, 10 people, to give you $10 each. So you need to raise $100, basically. So, I mean, if you wanted to be that guy who just goes, here's $100, done. Whatever, we'll take it. And if we can get 20 people, well, that's $2,000. We get 30 people, that's $3,000, right?
That's how math works.
And if everybody gets 10, well, what if everybody gets 15? What if everyone gets 20? Right? That kind, it's only $10 here and there, right? Just, you know, ask around. People will help out. So that kind of thing, if we can get it to happen, we could raise a ton of money for a charity. It'd be great. And then if we do break the record, you get your name in the book Guinness World Records. As well as we're going to rig up a streaming system so that we can stream/record the entire event. So we have an angle that we can see most of the field. That way, if you can't participate, you could jump on to Twitch. I think we're going to do it via Twitch.
That's going to probably be the easiest platform to work with.
Yeah. So you jump onto Twitch and you can jump in and watch the live footage. Now, for what, 12 hours of that, it's going to be pitch black, but we'll have the lights. But,
I am sure we can find somebody that'll stand in front of a camera and provide some form of entertainment, whether it's him getting shot or yelling offensive things at somebody on the field. Someone's going to be doing something, even if it is pitch black. There's going to be somebody moving on. The game has to continue. It's not like everybody's just going to cuddle up on the field for 8 hours and have nappy time. No, because there's some sons of bitches who don't sleep out there. They're going to come and creep in and just shit in your foxhole. That'd be perfect. There'd be no sleeping. We're going to have to methamphetamines and coffee.
Yeah, Ira's in the chat here saying, from what I know, Richmond Indoor Paintball holds the Guinness World Record for longest continuous paintball game. Charity games are the best. We're doing a 3v3 on July 18th for Canucks Place Children's Hospice. Yeah, it's Richmond holds it's a 24 hours. They managed to pull off a 24-hour game, and that's why we want to go for 36. As soon as we hit 24 hours in a minute, I think we beat the record. But we want to make sure that nobody else breaks our record. Also, 36 hours, just a nice round number.
The Labor Day weekend is when we were trying to do it, Ryan. And yeah. Christopher, I haven't seen your video. Was it on an OnlyFans? Was it on Pornhub? Or did he present it to us and I just didn't see it?
Dude, did I ever tell you about the time that I seriously thought about putting the podcast on Pornhub?
You mean you thought about it and didn't do it?
I didn't.
Guess what's going on Pornhub this week, boys and girls?
Right. So basically, the logic behind it was Facebook was cracking down hard on Facebook and YouTube were both cracking down hard on firearms videos. So YouTube's thing at the time, what they were saying was that if you are, you can talk about them all you want, and you can review them and discuss them, but you can't sell them, and you can't instruct people to purchase.
It's terrible.
Was there?
I'm not instructing you to purchase anything.
Well, basically, what they said is that if you were on the if you were reviewing a firearm and you said I recommend this, that was considered pitching a sale. So they would ban the video. So what a bunch of people did is they moved over to Pornhub's Safe for Work page because Pornhub was being Pornhub and being like, "We'll take you," right? So that everyone piled in, and now there's an actual, there's a gun tube.
They are absolutely used to taking it. So,
give
it to them.
So I seriously thought as a joke about, taking the podcast and just creating a copy of it over on Pornhub. And I really should have done it. I think it would have been hilarious. Maybe I will do it for next year.
I wanted to say to Ira, that is some awesome, awesome stuff. Raising money for any kids. Sick kids, man. I love that. I got a soft spot for people raising money for, cancer, kids, any of that stuff.
Yeah, so that's why I'm feeling if we can't decide on a charity, then we just default. And I mean, I use default not in the way, it's not we're just going to fall back. But IWK is always a good one.
Well, yeah, I'm going to sound crass, but I'd rather give it to kids than full-grown adults who make bad decisions. Little kids that got sick, they deserve it.
True.
Again, I say this with a sick sister. I still give my money to cancer research, but little kids got a longer lifespan. So let's put the money in them. They're the ones going to play paintball in 20 years, right? 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully we can get it to work. If we can't, we'll try again, but yeah, we're pushing, making it happen. Where was I going with this?
I don't know, I keep derailing you, sorry.
No, I think that's it for Mag Hill. I think that was all the news for Mag Hill Paintball. Air Ups, Outdoor, Break the World Record. Also, the other thing, too, is Richmond did theirs indoors. Ours is going to be outdoors, which I think might make it a separate record. I don't know. I'm trying to get hold of somebody from Guinness. Unfortunately, to talk to somebody at the Guinness Book of World Records costs money. Like, what was it? We looked it up. It was like $500 or something.
$300 to expedite your request. $800 once you put in your attempt. It's like $800 to get them to hurry it up along. It's
yeah. So that's the other thing is that rather than having somebody from the Guinness Book of World Records show up because due to COVID we can't have people coming and going easily. The idea is that we're going to videotape the entire thing and then submit the video to Guinness. As an attempt,
our big cuddle bear Sean
has
informed me that the new tower is up and ready to rock and roll. It was up on last Sunday, but we couldn't use it because it was raining. And I'm not going up there. I'm not taking a chance. I am not the most well coordinated man on the planet. But this Sunday, my ass is going up that tower.
The tower, yeah. So the tower, folks, is the first piece to a 3-story church, the Church of Paintball. That is going up.
All hail.
And this thing is, what did they say it was? It was at the second floor. Your feet are at 22 feet high. So if you're 6 feet tall, your head is at 28 feet. So upside, you can see a lot of the field from that bunker, right? You could get some really nice angles. Downside, as soon as people figure out that you're in there, your ass ain't coming back down.
There's a beautiful segue to the next thing that we were going to talk about, which was first strike rounds. Because if you're up in that tower, those third strike rounds are going to fly so beautiful right into that nice long train. It's just going to be pop, 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 pop. But the problem is,
you're not getting out.
You're not getting any first strikes.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit of a little while.
It could be. It could be. So, yeah. So let's talk about first strikes. Let's talk about the announcement they made. Okay, so first, here's some background history for you folks who don't know this. And this isn't like I know more than you do. It's just that this isn't information that a lot of people are aware of because it never comes up in the paintball world. The company First Strike, okay, is actually owned by a company called UTS, United Tactical Systems. United Tactical Systems is a less than lethal company. They manufacture products that are used by the less than lethal market as well as law enforcement and military. So, UTS is the parent company. They own First Strike. First Strike is a paintball company. It's just pepper balls and riot gear and that kind of stuff. Paintball is used by riot gears or riot police. So it's a thing, right? So, okay. If you didn't know, last year, there was a little bit of civil unrest in the United States over the past year and a half. And the less than lethal market went way up, like way up. Police, everybody needed it. Not just police, but like people were buying this shit left, right, and center, right? So, UTS, the owner of First Strike, converted 2 or 3, multiple of their First Strike machines into pepper ball machines. Now, if you don't know how mass manufacturing works, that's not an easy thing to do. It's not a flip a fucking switch and start making this new type of round. It shuts down machines for days, if not weeks, depending on the complexity of the machine. So, the machines were converted over to pepper balls. For the past year or so, they've been pumping out pepper balls because that's what the market was calling for. That's how business works, bud. So, yeah, I did that.
I don't give a shit. You were so beautifully subtle, but I don't like being subtle. Subtle is not what I do. That's how business works, bud.
I love it. Sorry, folks. I'll explain that joke in a second. So, So pepper balls were being manufactured by UTS/First Strike because that's what the market wanted. And that's what they were making their money on because nobody was playing paintball anyways. Paintball was shut down for like a year and a half. So anyways, people started buying up First Strikes. And then basically there was a shortage of First Strikes. And you know what happens when there's a shortage? People hoard. And then when people hoard, the shortage happens faster. See how that happens? That has worked. The gas shortage, the gas crisis of like every decade that it happens is because people freak out and buy too much. They're filling plastic bags with it, trunks of their cars with it. So
I was going to point basically, to, let's remember our toilet paper lesson from last year, kids.
Yeah, the toilet paper. There was no toilet paper shortage.
No.
The manufacturers didn't have a shortage. People just kept buying it up. So anyways, First Strikes, not making First Strikes. Moving on. So they've converted back. The machines have now officially been converted back. First Strike, Ben Larson from First Strike made an announcement that the machines that were originally making First Strikes, then Pepper Balls, are now back to First Strike rounds. Great. That's awesome. Here's the issue. The entire global market wants First Strikes again because there was a shortage. There's now basically a vacuum. So you've got retailers, you've got individual players, and you've got event coordinators who want slash need First Strike rounds. I'm going to say need for the retailers and the event organizers and want for the players. So First Strike is like, okay, we're going to start making First Strike rounds again. This takes time. You have to build up, you have to make them, package them, ship them. Except if a retailer is ordering a pallet, okay, well, they build a pallet and they ship it. There that goes. Well, the next retailer has to wait for the next pallet to be built. And this can take hours per day, days per week, weeks per month kind of thing. So basically they're pumping them out as fast as they can, but you can't make them fast enough. It's just not how things work because people are buying them up as fast as they're being made. They're being bought because people are like, got to get First Strike rounds before the shortage comes back. And I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hoard them because they're people are morons. People are just hairless.
Not even morons. Yeah. They're just dicks.
Right. They're just hairless monkeys with, who want to keep all the bananas for themselves. That's what's happening. So what's awesome is that First Strike is coming back, but we're probably not going to see anything for another year. That's how long it's going to take them to restock everybody and then start building up the surplus in their own warehouse so that they can easily supply everybody on a much more even basis as well as supply us players. So just because the machines are up and running doesn't mean you're going to get your First Strikes. Give it some time. And something thudding on your roof?
Yeah. Remember when I said my wife was making money so I could play paintball? That is the sound of my wife raiding the basement for a yard sale. So if y'all want baby clothing, come on to my house tomorrow and come buy some nice and cheap. We got a shitload of it because there's only one kid in this house and there ain't going to be another one. So she's doing a big yard sale, so she's thrashing the basement. I've never been so turned on in all of my life. Nice. I wish I was joking, but there's nothing hotter than a wife who makes more money than I do. I've died and fucking gone to heaven, ladies and gentlemen. I could be a kept man and have no issue with it.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Fuck that. It's 2021.
Right? Nothing wrong with being a house husband. Stay at home dad.
It's the way. Well, I'm a partial stay at home dad. It's. Mm-hmm. I can understand why people get tired of doing it because, goddammit, toddlers are just not great conversationalists.
That's why you jumped on this show so quickly. That's right. So First Strikes are coming back, all that jazz. Now, about the whole that's how business works, bud, I may or may not have. I don't want to call it an argument.
It was a difference of ideas and spelling.
Yes.
I can't spell. That's what spell check's for.
So basically, the reason why I wanted to bring it up is that there was one individual who was upset that First Strike had or UTS had switched over to making pepper balls. Well, if pepper balls are going to make you money, then you make pepper balls. Paintball is this fucking bit, is like, is itty bitty. It's tiny. It's minuscule. It's a fucking blip on the radar compared to the behemoth that is Less Than Lethal and law enforcement contracts. Like, you don't make money on... I mean, yes, you can make money selling first strike runs and making first strike runs and making T-15s, but you know where the real money is? Is when you sell a Less Than Lethal package to a law enforcement or like organization, which usually comes with like, you know, annual warranty payments and service fees and regularly buying shit, not just buying a T-15 once and never again. They tend to buy one every couple of years, if not every year, because they got to spend that budget somehow.
Yeah, there it is.
Also, switching manufacturing is difficult. Mass manufacturing is not easy. The machines are incredibly complicated, and it takes days, if not weeks, to modify them back and forth between certain products. Hell, even in my line of work, switching between a 473-mil can to a 355-mil can, so it's going from a tall boy to a standard can, takes like 4 hours for the machine to change over. It's nuts. Now you're thinking a machine that is high speed that's producing first strike rounds using, I'm not entirely sure the process. I tried to read the patent and my eyes glazed over. Anyways, they were very upset. So please, people, just understand that this is how business works and this is how businesses make money and this is how UTS can keep first strike around is by selling things like pepper balls. It takes time and energy. Things will go back to normal. So just chill, relax, and... be patient, because that's how business is done. But
I think that's a t-shirt.
Definitely needs to be a t-shirt.
We need to start writing this shit down. Fortunately, we have an archive. If you go back on our page, you can go back and listen to all of.
Okay, so I'm thinking we need like stencil outline of like my face, and it's just like shit eating grin, with like I need to be like. It needs to be like finger guns and be like, that's how business is done, bud.
This guy's going to come and just absolutely rip shit at you.
I don't fucking care. I'll drive past in my Lamborghini that I paid for in that's how business is done, bud t-shirts.
Wait, we were discussing a fine feathered gentleman in our chat who can make these things happen. And Mr. Christopher Struck, I think we might have.
He's like, I can make that shirt. I know you can. Speaking of shirts, Chris, did that shirt ever make its way to Hedgehog? Let me know in the comments. I need to know if that ever made its way over there. I just need to get designing. just finger guns too. It's got to be finger guns. That's how business is done, bud.
Oh, fuck.
This is just how business is done. That is the highlight of this show. We're getting a t-shirt made that just is, that's...
Oh my god.
All right, Chris, I'll message Ashley. I'll find out from him and find out if he got the shirt.
I think it's just more awful than how funny we think we are. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I think I'm funny. Nobody else does. But I don't fucking care.
I'm hilarious.
Yes.
And Christopher, I don't need the shirt made. I just need the design. And then we'll get the shirt done up so then people can buy it if they want. And I'm going to totally buy one. This is great. We're definitely going to... There's another shirt that I need made, too, is Bud Orr. So, Tom, do you know who Bud Orr is?
Oh, yeah. I saw him. You had him on the show a little while ago.
He's inventor of the autococker.
Yeah.
He's like the grandfather of speedball.
Thanks, Cliff.
He's what did he say? Meg-fed guns. They're bitching. So I'm trying to figure out a way to get a photo of, like, Bud's face on a shirt that just says, Meg-fed markers. They're bitching.
That's great.
That needs to happen as well. So that's my rant on first strike rounds. Sorry, I'm very, very, very dry right now. So before we go on to the last bit, let's talk sponsors. Let's talk about the folks who helped make this show possible. We already talked about who did we already talk about? PB Swag Bag.
PB Swag Bag. Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm not even going to switch scenes. I think I'm just going to... So, Artful Dodger. Go check out Artful Dodger. Great guy. Great stuff. Makes my beard look, smell, and feel amazing. So, go check him out. Artful Dodger Beard and Tattoo.com. Go check his products out and help him out. He's a maritimer like myself. He's learning how to tattoo now, too. So, I'm super pumped. I'm going to get a cactus tattooed by him. It's going to be great. I don't know. He was just throwing up clip art of cactuses. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get that done. DefConPaintballGear.com. Go check them out. They got all your paintball gear, everything you need, literally everything you need, except for strike rounds. They're sold out. however, if anybody in Canada is going to get them first, I do not guarantee it, but I highly suspect that it will be DefCon. Because them and First Strike are like this. So, go check them out. DefConPaintballGear.com. Use the code Maritimes with an S. And score yourself 10% off pretty much everything on the website, including the supply drop, which comes down monthly, which I'm very excited for mine to arrive. And I'm assuming my porch pirate that is in my neighborhood doesn't fucking steal it. That's why I haven't had it on the air in like 2 months. Because I'm pretty sure I have a porch pirate. Excuse me, we did that. Pippi Swag Bag, Impossible Creations. Go check that stuff out. ImpossibleCreations.ca if you want some cool shit done up, 3D printed via nylon SLS printing. Go check them out and use the code Maritime11. Score yourself 11% off of everything on the website.
Better than 10%.
It's better than 10%. It's 1% better than 10%. So go check that out. It's Maritime11 at ImpossibleCreations.ca. And then, of course, the Patreon supporters, which I have to fix this graphic, so I'm not showing it because I need to update it. Go check it. Go check out Impossible Creations. And then there's the Patreon supporters. We got Kurt, Dr. Rush, Jeff, Matt O, Ryan, Matt S, Alex, Tim, and Tony. True MVPs helping out financially supporting the podcast. And if you are in a position to become a Patreon supporter, head on over to patreon.com/Maritime Paintball Podcast. And you can help us out. It's like $1 a month, $1, $5, or $10. You pick. I'm not begging. And if you're not in the position to be one, and I totally get that, I totally understand it, just do me a favor and just chat, comments, likes, and shares of the podcast is also equally as good. Actually, the Patreons are slightly better. But, we still appreciate you sharing and liking and whatnot. So we just appreciate the Patreons more. So. Is the way it is. Some business is done, but. So that was shoehorned in. I'm so sorry about that one. so sorry. That's what we got there. So let's talk
OPL. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
What is it? It's like I'm under a roof. It bounced off the roof or something like that. Wasn't that the rule in elementary school?
Fuck, I don't remember elementary school anymore.
I don't remember. I just remember something about roofs. excuse me. OPL Event 2 is this weekend. And super excited. I'm pumped for it. Now, OPL, they try to stream their stuff on Facebook. And if they can get away with it this year, it's going to be awesome. It's something I'm going to be watching while I practice my pours. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Also, taking photos of stuff. I've been instructed that I have to clear out as much paintball gear as I can. As well as, like, just random knick-knack shit in the house that we don't need anymore. I'm trying to sell as much as I can. So, Kijiji the hell out of it. And Facebook Marketplace. So, OPL Event 2 being held at Adrenaline Paintball. If you go to Ontario Paintball League on Facebook, you can try and check out the live feed. I don't know if they're actually going to do it or not. I really hope they are, but I don't know if they will. And... when I double checked, I could be totally wrong, but I think there's 47 teams competing.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
It's pretty wild. And I'm pumped. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot of paintball. That's a lot of players. It's a two-day event. It's Saturday and Sunday. So I'm super pumped to watch it. I will openly admit I don't know much about the teams. I don't know anything about the teams. Chop Shot reminds me of something though. I feel like I know about the name Chop Shot. I feel like that's an old team. It's been around for a while. So Tyler Kerfoot says they are doing the webcast because it's all in caps there. Wish we could have been there. Yeah. I was really hoping that Hustle was going to be there. That would have been cool. Cause I got invited to help commentate, which was mildly terrifying. He was like, yeah, we should get you on, because I had I forget his name, my god, he runs the OPL, His name is totally evading me. Anyways, had him on the show talking about the OPL, talking about how the live stream and stuff worked, because I wanted people to understand what it takes to do this kind of stuff that he was doing. This little live feed is a joke compared to what Derek does. That's his name. Thank you, Tyler. That Derek does. He has full live cast. It's amazing. Costs a small fortune to do, but it's absolutely worth it. So, and yeah, he's just like, yeah, we'll get you up in the booth and you can commentate. And it's just like, I don't know nearly enough about this stuff. He's like, ah, you'd be fine.
I'm glad that he's confident.
Yeah. AJ's in the chat. What's up, AJ? Yeah, he was confident in me. I had zero confidence in me. I was like, I don't know anything about this stuff. I was like, I can't commentate. I have a hard enough time following the game without knowing all the names of the players and trying to read jerseys and talk about what the hell's happening in front of me. I'll just be cracking jokes. But
that's how I live my life. But that's the same thing when we were watching the Midwestern. I was watching, listening to the commentary of those guys, and holy shit.
The right? Like, I don't know how they do it.
They were amazing. So
I don't know how they do it.
Practice. They work hard at it.
Pretty much, yeah. It's practice is all you can do. So, and then you learn how to do it and you get good at it. Yeah, so the OPL is happening. Tons of teams playing. So it's going to be tons of action. It's going to be a rainy, shitty Saturday. So if you're in the East Coast with me, it's not like you're going to be playing paintball. You might as well throw up a free live stream. Support the OPL. I'm going to put it on my TV. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on my TV. I'm going to sit there. I'll probably do like a load of laundry, practice my liquor pours, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's kind of the plan. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good day. I take a bunch of photos of stuff, try and sell some shit, and hopefully learn some stuff too, you know. I'm gonna be keeping an eye. I'm gonna listen to the commentary and try to learn how they do the commentary and whatnot. So, but I'm not holding my breath on that one. So yeah, Saturday, like tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. It's a pretty good layout. It's up on the page. Yes, the page. Yeah, that's the other thing too, is if you go to their Facebook page, they have released the layout, and it's not. It looks like a good layout. It's not too weird. It's not too wonky. Believe it or not, they're actually doing a test stream right now on their Facebook page. I just stumbled across it while trying to find the layout post that they did up.
Yeah, I just happened to stumble across it too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So they got multiple cameras. Look at that. That camera zooms. The guy's walking around. Like, look at that. That's awesome. And the layout does look pretty good. It looks like, honestly, it's kind of a standard layout, but I'm excited to watch it play. I think the snake is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I don't know anything about the teams, so I'm really maybe I'll.
That's great. You can organically fall in love with a team.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So.
Or you can be like I do and just pick the team that's most likely to lose and just bet on them. Hell yeah.
Hey man, high risk, always high reward.
Always bet on the underdog.
Absolutely. High risk, high reward. That's how you do it. So, yeah, that's what we got there. I think that's it. I think that's all the notes. That's everything I had slapped together today while having a beer at a brewery because it's my job.
Night Hill, first strike. 1 second here. Let me check how well organized my sorry ass is here. Hypersports look deadly sexy. I saw some pictures that came up this weekend. Mm. They look.
Yes. Shout out to Hypersports in Nova Scotia. Great field. Hypersports is an amazing field. Great layout. I love playing their field. And yeah, they had a great turnout. They had 30 to 35 people show up at the field, which is really, really healthy numbers, especially for Nova Scotia where nobody can travel. Also COVID. So,
I'm hoping that this weekend we see a whole bunch of people out there Sunday because
all of our friends can come home.
We can and see the boys from Nova Scotia, the boys and the girls, and everybody in between that's going to come and party with us.
You should see me on Sunday unless something catastrophic occurs. I plan to be there.
I know there's fun, Sunday. There's prizes. I know of at least one person that was talking about. There was talk of a raffling of a gun. I don't know if he's still doing it. the pink one.
I think he is. I think. Don't quote me on it, but.
don't quote us on it, but I'll tell you. If you want to come out, there's going to be some cool shit being given away. There's going to be some great people to shoot at. Some loudmouth assholes going to be there. You're going to love shooting at them.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So if you can make it out to Meg Hill Paintball, if you are on the East Coast with us, if you're in Nova Scotia, please come over and say hi.
Very soon to be Moncton Paintball, because it's the home of Mag Hill.
Yes, that is something that we forgot to mention, that Mag Hill Paintball is rebranding into Moncton Paintball, home of the town of Mag Hill, because they got the little town there. That's how that's going to work.
See how that works? It's perfect. It's beautiful. Moncton just doesn't have... We got Hillsboro. You got the fine boys out in St. Paul. So yep. There's some good fields out there, but, you know, Magnetic Hill, it's a very distinct, but it's a little niche, so Moncton is everything all around. We welcome everybody.
Absolutely, come hang out. Come play at Mag Hill. I'm going to drive my sorry ass an hour and a half down the highway to come play, so you better too. Just saying. And I get like, you know, you're in Halifax, and you're like, but I'm a three-hour drive. But like, I don't care. Come out anyways. Come play anyways. If you're in Nova Scotia, come say hi. Hopefully you can get through the border. I imagine there's a long line of people just like, I imagine the drive, like the number of cars trying to get through is just probably stupid. Maybe not right now because of the weekend, because it's just, I'm surprised the power hasn't been knocked out yet, to be totally honest. So we'll see.
Chris, man, I'm telling you, as soon as I can pull off getting out of Moncton and playing someplace new, I don't even care. We'll find a way to go and find our friends and go meet them. He's probably like out west, and I'm going to regret saying that, but I don't care.
We will, at the very least, I don't know how, get to Spike's Paintball. We will get to Hypersports. Maybe, I don't know. Can we do it by the fall? Do you think we could do it?
We'll have to bring my old lady and Cookie with us. Because there's no way I'm going to get a... We're going to have to bring the old lady and the Starman out to the field. I got to let my kid eat some paintballs. He just loves...
Absolutely.
He loves going to Mag Hill and picking up paintballs and eating them. He's a strange child. He spits them right back out, but it's still really funny to watch him do it. Blah, blah, blah,
and then does it again.
Yep, does it again. Then he goes...
Different color. It's got to taste different, right?
Well, those yellow ones tasted like bananas for a few weeks, so...
Oh, yeah.
Ah, there we go. Our friend, Mr. Gaslam, SNL, 25th in July.
Yes, so SNL Paintball, excuse me, in Nova Scotia is celebrating their 30th anniversary, July 25th. So we're trying to get like a road trip up that way. I was talking with Josh, we were kind of talking about day trip in and out. So I'm thinking carpool, convoy. You know what I mean? Split the gas, make it super affordable for everybody to pile up and go. And you could split the driving too, realistically, right? Like if you know, if you're comfortable with that. Anyways. I'm the kind of guy that like I drive. I get nervous when I'm not the one driving. Old in and out. Actually, realistically, I'm fine if I'm in the back seat. If I'm in the passenger seat, I get a little like antsy if I'm not the one driving. I'll do the ghost break constantly.
Yeah. Trying to pump that brake that's not there.
I'll be sitting there and my who was it that used to call me out on it? I think it was my mother. But like I'd be sitting in the seat and then suddenly I'd raise up by like 3 inches and then go back down. And then raise up because I was planting my foot on the floor and pushing myself up on the seat. Like so. But I figure if we can get a convoy going.
It won't be hard because once I tell her that we're going up that day, it's going to be I'll end up staying overnight, just getting a little Airbnb, crashing there overnight. Again, wife and kid, I got to take a little more time and enjoy the sights and then recover because I'm old and I'll be all bruised up like a sad old thing and I'll be real happy.
Yeah,
about
I've
it,
got, but. I mean, it's, how far of a drive is SNL from Meg Hill? Because no matter what, I've got to add an hour and a half to my drive. So let's take a look at this. Let's go SNL Paintball.
I love that we're just having this conversation right on the fuck it, right on the air, live, we're making our plans. Right here,
absolutely.
Right now.
So if you're going to break into my house, you know. So it's a 2-hour drive from Meg.
Oh, fuck, that's nothing.
Right?
That's nothing.
So it's
nothing.
A 3.5-hour drive from my house. Like, that's a joke. That's nothing. I drive almost 2 hours to go to Hillsboro.
That's depressing.
Yeah. It's because it's, you know what I mean? Like, you hit Moncton, then you got to kind of go halfway around Moncton, into Moncton, across the fucking bridge, and then zip, over to Hillsboro.
Yeah.
So yeah, SNL road trip depends on who is driving. Yes. If Josh is driving, you'll get there in an hour. You'll nearly die. What the hell? I thought I turned off those notifications.
Challenge accepted. Oh yeah. All right, Josh, you and I are going to be going on. We're going to have to convoy it.
Right. I want to convoy mostly because I'm a cheap bastard and I want to pay for my own gas. I'll pay to help somebody's gas.
You can jump in with us.
But I can't. Well, I mean,
listen, you can't smoke because my kid's in the car. Beyond that, you're pretty good. Try not, you know, we don't, we're too old to booze cruise anymore. So we don't endorse that.
No more road pops.
No, I do not endorse road pops. So
no. I'm more worried about if you, well, we'll figure it out. If you're spending the night, I'll hitch a ride with somebody else on the way back out and I'll do the whole, like the
hobo,
the hobo thing.
Hobo with a can of stick on a can of beans on a stick and a pocket full of dreams.
Yeah, exactly. Except I'll look like Rambo because I'll have the big green army bag over my shoulder. But
that didn't end well. Gut.
No, I was like, but with a beard gut.
So that's the last Rambo movie.
The last Rambo. Yes. Okay, folks, that's it. We're pretty much at the end. So, yeah. If you guys have any questions, concerns, comments, or anything like that, or anything you want us to talk about, let me know. Shoot us a message. Leave us a review, please. I forgot to check if there was any reviews, so if you did, leave one. Thank you. But yeah, leave us a review on whatever system or whatever app you're using, or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, we're on there as well. Anywhere you get your podcast, really, just if you can leave us a review, it helps. It really does. And then shoot us a message. All that kind of jazz. And salty tweets, salty messages. If there's anything, like anything you come across on Facebook where people are just being total shitheads.
Oh, I love it.
Tag me. Tag the podcast at Maritime Paintball Podcast. Tag us. I want to see it. I want to document it. And I want to anonymously shame them on the podcast. I think we all just need like
a little levity.
We just need to laugh, right? Like some people are losing their shit on the internet and they're very hardcore keyboard warriors. And it's just like, you know what the best way to deal with them? Have a good giggle.
I have no problem with that.
Right. So that's what I want to do. So folks, that's it. We're out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out. For everyone who shared, commented, liked, all that jazz. Truly appreciate it. I really do. If you're heading out to Mag Hill Paintball, please say hi. I probably know you, so it's fine. Anyway,
I probably don't.
Started.
I probably don't know these people. Yeah. So come up to the big red truck.
Tom.
Follow your nose. You'll find me somewhere. I'll be yelling at
and
somebody.
Say hi to Tom.
I'd love it.
And say hi to Tom and say what's going on. And yeah, we're gonna play some paintball. It's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good time. And yeah, if you guys get out there, if you get out on the field, tag us too. I want to see those photos. Tag us in it. I want to see that shit. I'll reshare it. I don't care. I don't know who you are. I don't care. I'm going to share your photos around and celebrate the fact that you're out playing paintball. But that's it. I'm out of here. Tom is also out of here because I control everything on my end.
He does.
But
someone's a control freak.
A little bit. So it's been a blast. But folks, we're out of here. So until next week, cheers.
Peace.